outside this time. Jimmy Taylor coming around the right end and fighting across the 45, bouncing off a tackler to midfield, over to the Giant 45, and out of bounds as he gets inside the 45-yard line, and it was the middle guard, Sam Huff, who took him down. As they bring the ball in, they set it at the 42. So it's first and 10 at the New York 42-yard line. A 14-yard pickup for Jim Taylor, who last year in the championship game played with an injured back. He led the National Football League in rushing this year. Again, Dollar out on the right side and McGee out to the left as Starr sets up the throw and fires down the left side for Horning. It is incomplete down around the 30-yard line. Horning going down toward the sideline on the left side. Jim Patton was out there covering him on the play, and it goes incomplete. And so at the 42-yard line of the Giants, it is second down and 10 yards to go for the Green Bay Packers with 10 minutes, 19 seconds left to play in the first quarter of the game and no score. Sam Huff calling the defensive signals for New York as the Packers go back into their huddle. Here they come up to the line of scrimmage. Same formation with McGee going out a little wider this time on the left side and Dollar to the right. Draw play, Taylor driving over the left tackle position, fighting on, and Sam Huff is there to make the tackle on the play. The middle guard, Sam Huff of the New York Giants, keying on the draw play. And along with Jim Cat Cabbage, he took him down at the 42-yard line, the line of scrimmage, and it is third and 10 for the Green Bay Packers. 20 degrees in Yankee Stadium and a capacity crowd watching this National Football League championship game. Third down and 10 now for Green Bay, and it's McGee going out to the left again, and Dollar swinging out on the right side. Starr is going back to throw way back, but it's a screen to Taylor. Takes it at midfield into the 45, onto the 40, into the 35, and out of bounds as E. Rich Barnes and Jim Patton managed to get to him. We'll see where they spot the ball when they bring it in. It is being spotted at the 29-yard line, and it is a first down. Jerry Kramer has been replaced by Ed Blaine for the Packers. The ball is in at the 29-yard line, and that was a big play with third and 10 at the 42-yard line of the Giants on the screen. Taylor took it to the 29 for the first down, and they keep the football. Bart Starr behind Jim Ringall gives to Taylor, and he's slashing again, churning into the line for short yardage as he managed to get through pretty close to the 26-yard line. Roosevelt Greer is in there on the tackle, the big 290-pounder. The ball is spotted in at the 26. The gain is 3. It'll be second down and 7 to go. The Giants break out of their defensive huddle as the Packers come up to the line of scrimmage. Warning and Taylor setting in behind, and here's Starr fading back to throw the ball. He sends it out on a screen to the left side to Taylor. He's breaking inside the 20-yard line, and Jim Patton gets him and sends him out of bounds at the 19. So once again, they give it to Jim Taylor, who is unbridled fury out here this afternoon. Fred Thurston threw a big block in front of him, and he took it into the 19-yard line. Jerry Kramer was playing with a rib fracture, and Ed Blaine has replaced him. Now let's see. I think they are going to measure. They may not have to measure. It looks like he did not quite make the first down. It is second down and about a yard to go. Or third down and about one. And now the officials are calling timeout for just a moment. And they are informing them that it is third down defensively. Now Kramer appears to be okay, and he has gone back in, and Blaine comes out of there for Green Bay. They started this drive back on their own 20-yard line. And in 10 plays, they have taken it to the 19-yard line of the New York Giants, where it is third and 1 with 8 minutes 45 seconds left to play in the first quarter. No score. Boyd Dollar coming out wide to the right. This time McGee and Kramer stay in tight. Third and one. It is Taylor, and they stack him. They may have to measure to see whether he made it or not, as Mojalevsky, Greer, and Hupp, the internal powerhouses of that giant line, were closing the gap that time. Taylor trying to slash right up the middle with the football. Now they unpeel the pack. And it is fourth down. So we come to one of the early clutch situations, and the Packers apparently are going for the three. They're sending in their field goal unit with the ball just about on the 19-yard line. Jerry Kramer, with Bart Starr holding, will be trying from the 26. Ringo over the ball. It's back. It's down. The kick is in the air. And it is good. The score, the Green Bay Packers 3 and the New York Giants nothing. There's time.
There is no getting away from the fact that a college education is an expensive investment. Yet more and more young people are entering colleges each year. Will your children be among the fortunate ones? When they are ready for college, will you be ready with the funds? All over the country, insured savings and loan associations are helping parents save to meet the cost of college education. The earlier you start, the less you will have to put aside each month. And remember, at an insured savings and loan association, excellent earnings help your savings grow fast with safety. So start now. Open a savings account at your nearby insured savings and loan association and add to it regularly. You can open an account in the name of each of your children. Each account insured up to $10,000 by the Federal Savings and Loan Insurance Corporation, a United States government agency.
This is Ken Coleman with Ted Moore at Yankee Stadium in New York, with 7 minutes and 44 seconds left to play in the first quarter. The Green Bay Packers lead the New York Giants by a score of 3-0 on a 26-yard field goal by Jerry Kramer. And now Willie Wood is kicking off for Green Bay. Again, the ball coming down to about the 14-yard line, where it is grabbed down there by Counts. And he's coming up the left side, or rather Horner, and he gets it out pretty close to the 40-yard line as he came zigzagging up the left side of the field, and Ed Blaine was there to make the tackle on the play for the Packers. The ball is spotted at the 38-yard line, and it is first and 10 there for New York. When Jerry Kramer kicked the field goal, he apparently suffered a pinched nerve in his right shoulder, which has bothered him periodically over the year. First and 10 at the 38. Phil King coming around the left end, gets over the 40 and fights on to about the 42-yard line. And there he is taken down. Making the tackle was Jesse Whittington of the Packers on the play. He got some help from Willie Wood. The ball spotted on the 43-yard line. The gain is 5. It'll be second down, 5 yards to go for the New York Giants, who trail 3-0. Now Frank Gifford going out wide to the right. Webster and King set in behind Tittle. The ends are tight. It is Webster driving on the left side and burrowing in there, getting across the 45-yard line. Big Dave Hanner, 260-pound, 11-year veteran, along with the left end Willie Davis, there to make the stop on the play. He took it 3 yards to the 46-yard line, and it'll be third down and 2 yards to go for New York. The Giants had the ball for 8 plays earlier. Then Green Bay took it from their 20 down to where they could kick a field goal. And the wind is blowing in gusts down there on the field now. The Giants wearing the sneakers and the ripple-soled coach's shoes. Third and 2. Tittle faking twice and firing a pass for Schaffner. Hits him at the 42 of the Packers, inside the 35. And taken down at about the 33-yard line, and up there to make the tackle on the play was Willie Wood. A Big play by Y.A. Tittle as he hit from his own 46 to the 33-yard line of Green Bay, hitting Del Schaffner coming from the left across to the right. First and 10 at the Green Bay 33. Tittle is back to throw for Schaffner, and he makes the catch and is taken down by Jesse Whittington as he gets into the 25-yard line. There's a gain of 8 on it, and it'll be second down and 2 to go. So Y.A. is starting to wind up and throw that ball. 2 out of 4 for Tittle. As the old pro goes to work and tries to move his ball club, they're trailing by a score of 3-0. 5 minutes, 40 seconds left to play in the first quarter of this game. Again, Schaffner coming out on the left, and there is Gifford out wide to the right. 2nd and 2. Tittle back to throw. He hits King on the 30 on a screen, and he dives inside the 20-yard line and fights onto the 16. Jesse Whittington making the tackle on the play as he went to the 16-yard line. And the Giants are moving. They started on their own 38 after Horner's kickoff return, and they have it into the 16-yard line of the Green Bay Packers. 1st and 10 for New York. Ray Wateka leads them out. Gifford going out to the right. Schaffner digs out on the left side. Tittle, draw play, and he gave it away that time to his running back. It's King carrying and getting into about the line of scrimmage, and there he's taken down by Ray Nitschke. Let's give him a yard, make it the 15, and it's 2nd down and 9 yards to go. Second and 9 at the 15-yard line of the Green Bay Packers as the Giants come up to the line of scrimmage. Y.A. Tittle in the crouch looking, fading back to throw, firing, and the ball pops out of his hands. It's intercepted by Curry at the 10, back to the 15, over the 20, the 30, onto the 35, and falling forward to the 39-yard line. As Tittle was trying to throw the football, somebody deflected it, and it went wobbly to the 10-yard line with a left linebacker. Dan Curry was there to make the grab, and he took it from the 10-yard line up close to the 40, and the Packers worked their way out of an early jam. There is timeout on the field with a score, Green Bay 3 and New York nothing.
In a few days, the nation's insured savings and loan associations will say Happy New Year to their savers with a dividend to 32 million people. If you aren't sharing in these generous earnings, why don't you start the new year right by opening a savings account at one of the conveniently located insured savings and loan associations? All you do is go in, give your name, address, and signature, and the amount you want to start your account with. It's that simple. And what other New Year's resolution can you make that's so important to your future? You'll get a passbook that will make better reading each year as your savings grow, helped by excellent earnings. So how about it? Remember, you have to plan ahead to get ahead. Stop in at your nearby Insured Savings and Loan Association and get the new year off to a profitable start by opening that savings account. Savings are insured by a United States government agency.
We pause now 10 seconds for station identification. Packers ball on their 39-yard line, 1st and 10. Bart Starr is back to throw. He sends it out incomplete on the 43-yard line. He was trying to hit Max McGee, who had been at a tight right-end position and just peeled off to the sideline. But it was a little in back of Max, and it goes incomplete. So it'll be 2nd and 10 for Green Bay at their own 39-yard line. Starr has 3 out of 5 in the throwing department. The Packers worked their way out of a jam when Dan Curry made the interception, and it was Willie Davis who deflected the ball as Tittle was trying to throw. Now Boyd Dollar coming out wide to the right again. McGee to the left. Starr is going back to throw, standing back in the pocket and firing up the right side. It is incomplete. He was trying to hit Boyd Dollar, and Erich Barnes was out there on the coverage on the play for the New York Giants. Barnes, formerly with the Chicago Bears, big, fast, rugged, and a vicious tackler, was out there on the coverage. So it'll be 3rd down and 10. Green Bay on their own 39, 4 minutes to play in the first quarter, and the Packers lead in this game by a score of 3-0. Here they come again. Boyd Dollar again to the right. Starr gives it to Horning, who may throw. He's behind the line. He's running. He's up to the 45 and fighting his way close to midfield as Fred Thurston threw a key block out in front of him. And Sam Huff was out there with Jim Patton on the tackle. Let's see if he was close enough. They may have to measure here, and that is what they're going to do. The officials are bringing in the chains as Horning that time took the ball from Bart Starr, started running to his right, looked like he might be going to throw it, and then changed his mind and ran. And they're measuring to see whether or not he was able to make the first down. Norm Masters is now in there playing at offensive left tackle for Green Bay, replacing Bob Skoronski. Now the measurement. Jim Ringo watching it very closely for Green Bay. And he made the first down. So the Packers come up with a big one, first and 10, after a third and 10 situation on their 39. Paul Horning getting the first down for them. Green Bay leading by a score of 3-0. The swirling winds, about 25, 30 miles an hour down there on the turf. Jim Taylor trying to run the left side, and Andy Robustelli, the great veteran defensive end of the New York Giants, is there to stack him up, and Jim Patton comes along to help him out on the play. Right at the line of scrimmage, as Taylor was trying to go over his own left side. Taylor so far has gained 38 yards in 7 carries, according to our unofficial figures. So it's going to be second down, 10 yards to go now for Green Bay at their own 49. Again, it's big Boyd Dollar off wide to the right, 6'5" tall. Starr back to pass. He's throwing downfield for Kramer, a beautiful catch by Ron, and he's into about the 34-yard line. He had Dollar going deep and over the middle, and Kramer came across and cut to the outside and made a beautiful leaping catch of the ball. Alan Webb making the tackle on the play for New York. And the ball is into the 34-yard line of the Giants, and it is first and 10 for the Packers. Six first downs now for Green Bay. Jim Taylor takes it from Bart Starr, driving into the line. It looks like a loose ball, but the whistle may have blown. A scramble for the ball as Taylor went cracking in for short yardage. Roosevelt Greer was there to stack him up on the play. No fumble, as the whistle had blown when the ball came out of the pack. The ball is into the 31-yard line, so it's second down and 7 to go. Second down and 7 for Green Bay with a minute 49 seconds left to play in the first quarter, and the Packers leading by a score of 3-0 on Jerry Kramer's 26-yard field goal. Second and 7 at the Giant 31. Taylor trying to sweep on the left side, and they're out there looking for him, and Cat Cabbage is able to make the tackle on the play. He came across with Mojalewski, and Jim Patton closed it up too, in there to make the stop, and there is a loss on the play. Just a slight one, though, so it's still a third down and 7 to go, still 7 with third down coming up. Now the Packers back in the huddle, coming out of it slowly and up to the line of scrimmage. Dollar again wide to the right. McGee goes out on the left side. And it is Taylor running, and he's being spilled at about the 30-yard line. Jim Taylor started up the middle, tried to cut to the left side when he couldn't find the opening, and Sam Huff was there to meet him on the play. They took him down at the 30. And Taylor appears to be shaken up as he is going out of there, and the field goal unit is coming on again. The ball at the 30-yard line, so it is fourth down and 6 yards to go. And Jerry Kramer, who has put the Packers in a lead already, will be trying a field goal from 37 yards away. Bart Starr to hold for him. The ball is put down and kicked in the air. It is coming up short. And no good. So the Giants will take over. New York will take over, and we have reached the end of the first 15 minutes of play. That's the end of the first quarter with a score, Green Bay 3 and New York nothing.
What does a man want most in his life? A safe and happy home for his children and his wife. He wants a piece of land he can call his own, a tiny patch of earth where his future may be grown. Be it 50 by 100 or acres by the score, his own piece of land is what a man is working for. When a man wants the money for that home of his own, he goes to see his friends at his savings and loan. Then things begin to hum on that tiny piece of land as all the builder's men start working hand in hand. The walls begin to rise, soon the roof trees overhead, and before you can believe it, all the kids are tucked in bed. Now a man and his family have a home of their own, thanks to their friends at the savings and loan. Thanks to their friends at the savings and loan.
This is Ken Coleman with Ted Moore at Yankee Stadium in New York, and we're opening the second quarter of play with the Green Bay Packers leading the New York Giants by a score of 3-0. The Giants have the ball on their own 20-yard line, first down and 10. After Jerry Kramer's 37-yard field goal try was short. Earlier, he had kicked one from 26 yards to put the Packers ahead by that score of 3-0. First and 10, New York on their 20. Y.A. Tittle giving it to Phil King, driving over the left side and getting out to about the 25-yard line. And up there to make the tackle on the play was Jesse Whittington with help from the right linebacker, Bill Forrester. Whittington playing at the cornerback on the right side. The gain is 5 to the 25-yard line. It is 2nd and 5 for New York. Y.A. Tittle with Webster and King behind him. Gifford is off wide to the right. Schaffner is split out on the left side. Tittle gives his call. Webster has it, driving and slicing back over the middle and getting up to about the 29, pretty close to first down. And Ray Nitschke, the 235-pound middle guard, along with the right tackle Henry Jordan, are in there to make the tackle for the Green Bay Packers. It is just shy of the first down, so it'll be third down, about a half yard to go for New York. Webster almost lost the ball that time on the exchange from Tittle, but then he took it and sliced back over the middle. Third down, a matter of inches to go. Witeka leading them out. Packers close it in. And the give is to King, sweeping on the right end. He's over the 30-yard line and gets the first down as Willie Davis makes the tackle, helped out by the left linebacker Dan Curry. Davis and Curry working on that left side really complement each other for Green Bay. Davis, a charging type, and Curry, a very heady player. The advance is to the 32. The gain is 3. It is first and 10 for New York as the Giants, trailing 3-0, are trying to get on the board. Schaffner again going to the left and Gifford coming out to the right. Tittle faking twice is back to throw. Sends it up for his halfback King, and it is incomplete. Trying to hit him with a short one up over the middle. And it's going to be second down and 10 to go at the 32-yard line for New York in their own territory. Ray Witeka at center with Darrell Dess and Greg Larson at the guards. Rosie Brown and Jack Stroud the tackles. Schaffner and Walton the ends. Tittle the quarterback. The running backs are King and Webster. The flanking back is Frank Gifford. Tittle has 3 out of 7, has had 1 interception against him. That by Dan Curry in the first quarter. Now it is second down and 10 for the Giants on their own 32. Y.A. Tittle back to throw. Firing up the right side. Gifford can't hold on at the 48. It was a little high. He was open for just a moment. And then Hank Greminger was back there with him, but he couldn't hang on to the pass. So it's going to be third and 10. Henry Jordan is going to be leaving the lineup, apparently with a leg injury, and Ron Kostelnik 260-pound second-year man, goes in to replace Jordan. He'll be working at defensive right tackle. It is third and 10 for New York at their 32, and the key possession play is coming up. Kittle is back to throw. In the pocket, firing and incomplete at the 43-yard line. He was trying to hit the tight end, Joe Walton, who was peeling back, and Hank Greminger was out there on the coverage. So the Giants have fourth down and 10 at their 32-yard line. Elijah Pitts and Willie Wood are going back into the deep spots as Babe Chandler goes back to do the kicking. He's punted once, 58 yards. Booting from about his 20, and the kick going upfield, bouncing at the 39, and Pitts gets it, and he is hit hard. A tremendous tackle on the play that time, and making it was Jim Collier, the rookie from Arkansas. We'll see where they spot the ball. It appears to be at about the 32-yard line. So it's Green Bay's football on their own 32. It is first and 10 on a 50-yard punt by Don Chandler, and great coverage by his teammates. Here come the Packers out of the huddle, first and 10 at their 32. Bart Starr, quarterback. He gives the Horning after a fake to Taylor. He's running around the right end. Horning picking up yardage to the 40 and being sent out of bounds on the far side of the field by Tom Scott, the right linebacker of the Giants. As he got over the 40-yard line and fought on to about the 43, it appears to be enough for the first down, and it is. The gain is 11. First and 10 for Green Bay on their own 43-yard line. The Packers have Jim Ringo at center. Fred Thurston is in there at left guard. Jerry Kramer working at right guard with Masters and Greg the tackles. McGee and Ron Kramer the end. Starr quarterback, Horning and Taylor in behind him, and Dollar is the flanking back, and he's wide to the left. Draw play to Horning, coming up the middle, looking for room and fighting his way on to the 49-yard line on the play. Making the tackle was the left safety man, Alan Webb. He got some help from Bill Winter as he took it to the 49 for a gain of 6, and it'll be second down and 4 yards to go for Green Bay. Defensively for New York, Robustelli and Cat Cavage at the ends with Greer and Mojolewski the tackles, Huff the middle guard, Scott and Winter the backers, Barnes, Webb, Patton, and Lynch are the deep men. The temperature 20 degrees at Yankee Stadium, the wind swirling on the surface. Second and 4 on the 49. This is Taylor coming over the right side of the line and cutting back, looking for room and going over into Giant territory to about their 48-yard line. And Erich Barnes and Sam Huff ride him back, and we'll see where they put the forward progress on the play. It's a hard, bruising battle. He took it to the 47-yard line. And that's another first down for the Green Bay Packers. First and 10. Green Bay in front of this in this game by a score of 3-0 with 10 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the first half. Again, it's Boyd Dollar going out wide to the right and Max McGee coming out on the left side. Bart Starr faking and fading the pass, throwing up the middle, incomplete for Max McGee down around the 30-yard line, heading up over the middle, and a good rush that time made Starr throw the ball in a hurry, and it will be second and 10 on the 47-yard line of the Giants. Bob Skowronski is back in there at left tackle for Green Bay. Masters had spelled in for a while. The Packers coming out of the huddle, second and 10 at the 47 of New York. Bart Starr fading back to throw, sending it out to Taylor. He's got it behind the line of scrimmage on the flare, and he is going to be dumped at about that line of scrimmage as Sam Huff was out there along with Jim Cat Cavage and Alan Webb to make the tackle on the play for the New York Giants. 3-0, the Green Bay Packers in the lead, and it is now third down and 10 for Green Bay at the New York Giants, 47. Jerry Kramer kicking a field goal in the first quarter from 26 yards away. The Giants had one deep drive and an interception by Curry. Broke it up. Here's third and 10 now. Starr is sending Dollar out a little further on the left side, or rather McGee. He fades rolling right, looking to throw and firing hard up the middle, hitting at the 33-yard line, and making the catch on the play was Boyd Dollar. A first down for Green Bay. Dollar, who is 6'5" tall, 220 pounds, and can do the 100-yard dash in just under 10 seconds, catching the ball thrown by Bart Starr. And at the 33, it is first and 10 in Giant territory, and Bart Starr is hit on 6 out of 10. Again, Dollar going out wide to the right, and McGee swinging out to the left side. First and 10. Starr setting up the pass again. Being rushed, and Dick Mojeleski gets him back at the 44-yard line. The 260-pound defensive left tackle of the New York Giants, Dick Mojeleski, came pouring through and spilled him for a loss of 11 back at the 44 to make it second and 21. So Starr feeling the pressure. Second down and 21 at the Giant 44. 8 minutes and 50 seconds left to play in the first half.